This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Seth Payne. I played a long time in the NFL, and now I talk about it three times a week on the Deceptively Fast podcast. I bring you the biggest football stories in a lighthearted but in-depth manner, but also the world of health and fitness and a bunch of interviews with successful people from all walks of life. You're going to hear from current players and coaches, as well as my former teammates and experts from the national media. Subscribe today. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com.
And one of the best analysts around, Dan Plesac, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Dan, appreciate the time, man.
Man, is it good to be a Brewer fan right now, huh?
No doubt. And let's go from one Brewer left-hander to another. Just how stupid good is Josh Hader?
Amazing. The inning on Saturday was just like it was incredible.
Dan, have you ever done that?
No. 9 pitches, 9 strikes. The catch that Kane makes on opening day.
Yep.
It's just, there are so many weapons on that team. Mike Moustakas is coming up with big hits. Lorenzo Cain making some great catches. Yelich has taken it to another level right now. My only concern, there's so many things to be excited about. I'm just hoping that somehow, some way, over the course of time, they're going to be able to figure out a way to get some more innings out of that rotation, because to cover 3 or 4 innings every night, I get that. And I get that's the way baseball goes, like late September into October. But, boy, it's a lot to ask early on. So I'm either hoping for some bullpen reinforcements, whether Jeffress, when he comes back and healthy. We've heard Kimbrel's possibly linked. I just am hoping that they don't have to go to the bullpen too early and too often, and they'll pay the price for that after the All-Star break.
I'll go back to what you said about Lorenzo Cain. Can you explain how he doesn't have a Gold Glove?
It's as simple as this. 1 year, Rafael Palmeiro won the Gold Glove at first base in the American League, and I think he had played like 35 games actually at the position. There's no rhyme or reason, really, sometimes, in who does get it, who doesn't get it. But I will say this. We do several shows at MLB Network, and last Friday, I was on Brian Kenny's show, MLB Now, and he was asking me if Lorenzo Cain is a top 10 player in the National League. And my first thought was, nah, I don't think so. And then when you start looking at the guys, you throw in Manny Machado, you throw in Yelich, yeah, you throw in Goldschmidt, and all of a sudden you get to like 7, 8, and 9, and then you're at 9, and you're thinking, you know what? He probably is. I mean, he's a game changer. The only thing, if you wanted to knock Lorenzo Cain's game, would be he doesn't have the strongest of throwing arms, but he's accurate, he gets to the ball. He's good on balls going back to the wall. He's great charging balls. He cuts balls off in the gap, and they're a terrific team. If their pitching holds up and their starting pitching gets better, if a guy like Burns can continue to pitch like he threw in Woodruff, they get better, you would think they would. Really, really dangerous team. They're a really good team.
No, and I agree with you, because that goes into what I was saying. You can have a guy like Yelich who's playing and still early lights out. But then Hader, I mean, both of these guys can be the best at what they're doing right now. I mean, that's what it takes to win a World Series, or at least get there. And then you throw in a guy like Lorenzo Cain. I don't know if they saw all this coming together like this soon.
I don't either. And I think that's a great point, because even as early as the All-Star break last year, you know, there was a team that was playing well, and you're thinking, hey, are they going to be in on Cole Hamels? The year before, maybe they're going to be on a guy like Quintana, who the Cubs eventually had gotten. And I'm looking at that Brewers team and thinking, okay, I see what they're doing. I like what they're doing. They're not panicking. They're not like selling their soul for aging players to try to win in 2017. It's not win all or be all. And they took that same approach last year. And quite honestly, you have to give David Stearns a lot of credit because he is way outside the box thinking. It's very unconventional. There's a method to his madness. He has a great relationship top to bottom. Ownership, GM, Craig Council, they're on the same page. If there is bickering and bitching and complaining, they do a good job of keeping it in-house because as much as they mix and they match and they move guys around, one day Shaw's at third, the next day he's at second. Yeah. Moustakas, who's played third most of his career, moved to second. They're shuffling guys around into the bullpen. Nobody seems to be complaining, and I think what it is, they're good, they know they're good, and on top of it, you know, you've got a guy like Jesus Aguilar up until the postseason last year. He ran into some problems in that Dodgers series. He really carried that offense up until when Yelich decided to put the Superman cape on in the month of September last year. Shaw's a really good player. Braun is still a really good player. You have Yelich and Kane and Braun. Arcia started to show some signs of life with the bat last year. There are a lot of things to like about this team. If their young pitchers, if Woodruff and Burns get better, they've got a chance to have a special year. They really do. They're that good right now.
Let me ask you this. We were just discussing this earlier. What will it take for, for Hader to win a Cy Young?
He's going to have to be somewhere in the high 30s in saves with astronomical strikeouts like he had last year. One thing he has going for him now that he didn't last year, he's kind of what Andrew Miller was 3 years ago, right? The Indians acquired Andrew Miller, and then in the middle of that postseason, Andrew Miller had been a good reliever for a couple of seasons. Then all of a sudden, this guy was the super reliever. Bring him in the fifth, bring him in the seventh, bring him in the ninth. And all of a sudden, we looked at Andrew Miller as one of these superheroes. And I think after 2018 right now, Josh Hader's not fooling anybody. He was the lead-in Saturday night on Quick Pitch on our network. You could go on every major network, Fox, ESPN, you name it. They know who he is now. And if he has another solid year, he will definitely be a guy. It's hard for a reliever to win the Cy Young, but he'll put his name in a hat if he has another good year.
Talking with Dan Plesac, former Brewers left-hander, and now on MLB Tonight, MLB Network. 7 days a week show. They give live look-ins on live games. Plus, he'll be a part of Bryce Harper's feature, his return to D.C. tomorrow night on MLB Network. Dan, where does Christian Yelich rank in that line? Where you just see Bryce Harper sign for 13 years, $330 million. Mike Trout obviously gets the $430 and breaks all the records. But the Arenado contract, the Trout contract, the Machado contract, where is the next one going to be for Christian Yelich? Because he's got plenty of time on the current deal. But you got to imagine if you want to make him a Brewer for life, you're going to have those conversations sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you'll have to have it sooner than later. And, you know, sometimes it's a refreshing thing. Don't blame the Brewers. Don't blame the Marlins. Don't blame the player. It's refreshing when a player, I don't want to say outperforms the contract, but, you know, let's call it what it is. Christian Yelich is making a great living, and the Brewers have given him a great opportunity. And I'm sure if you look at the way the Brewers organization has run the last 5 to 7 years, they're not cheap, they're not afraid to spend, and they're not afraid to keep their players. Look at Ryan Braun, and Yelich is the next Braun-type player. If he remains healthy and he remains productive, that will all take care of itself. I think it was refreshing. On opening day, somebody asked him that question. He'll deal with it when it's that time. He's happy to be in Milwaukee. He's really happy to be making what he's making now. Is it a team-friendly contract? I guess you could say so now. But, you know, the bottom line is there's a lot of grass out in the field for him to eat. And when it comes time, he's going to get the lion's share because he's that good of a player. If he stays healthy and he keeps focus on tonight's game and not worrying about next year and what Harper's making and what Trout makes, be happy for what they're doing. Christian Yelich, the Brewers, if it's meant to be, they will take care of him, and he will be in a Brewers uniform for a long time.
I got one more from me. The three young Brewer pitchers, Woodruff, Peralta, and Burns. Do you think any one of those three guys have a high enough ceiling to where they could be possibly an elite number one pitcher?
Woodruff, I'm buying. I get it. I thought Burns the other night, when you strike out 12 in five
innings,
punch out
said.
Nine
yep.
guys, I mean, it's like, get out of here, right? But I look at Woodruff, and he, to me, he possesses that slower kind of heartbeat, that kind of guy that can go out there. His body is built for a guy that could take some innings. He doesn't pitch with a lot of emotion, which I think is really important as a starting pitcher, because you can't attack 35 starts in every inning of those 35 starts like Josh Hader does. You will wear down by May 1st. And what I like about Woodruff, that internal clock. He's fired up. He pitched in some big spots last year. He's really in control of his body. He's in control of his emotions. The guy could swing the bat a little bit, too. I'm buying. I love everything about him. I think his ceiling of all of the younger pitchers, I would buy him the most.
All right, so let me ask you this. Here's one last one for sure. So Brewer fans, before the season, well, within the last 3 or 4 weeks, they were Keuchel, they were all freaking out about them. They wanted him. Kimbrel, then they wanted him. And then all of a sudden, Knebel goes out and everybody's really freaking out. Stearns, got to go, got to do it, got to get somebody, got to bring somebody. Why isn't David Stearns reaching out and doing anything like that, or should they?
I'm sure that they are, but they're not going to tell you and they're not going to tell me and they're not going to tip their hand to the agents of Craig Kimbrel or Dallas.
Well, how about this? Do they need him?
Yes.
They do
and
need
I
them?
Think the yes, and the Brewers know that they do, and those teams do. But the Braves need those kind of guys too, right? The Astros could use another. There are several teams. You look at the Red
so
Sox.
So what's stopping them then? What's stopping them then? If you say yes, they do, why aren't they doing anything?
Money. It depends on what Kimbrel's looking for. If you believe what I've heard on the street that he's looking for, he wanted six for over $100 million when the offseason started, forget it. That's not happening. I would assume that he's looking somewhere between $17 and $18 million a year. The latest that I've heard that he had an offer that was on the table for significantly less than that, somewhere around $12.5 to $13 million. And I don't think right now Craig Kimbrel feels that he's desperate enough that he's going to jump at the first offer. So I think he's going to sit back and he's going to wait until something happens to another team. And there needs to be two teams. There needs to be a team that wants him and a team that's going to drive that price up. Right now, he and Keuchel haven't found those two teams that want to fight each other to drive the price up. So I think both we're going to see sit for a little while longer. But I think Keuchel will get signed before Kimbrel does. That's just my personal opinion.
Dan, appreciate the time, man. We'll be watching MLB tonight on the MLB Network, but selfishly can't wait until you're back a part of the broadcast here a couple of times during the baseball season on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Yeah, doing a four-game trip in Pittsburgh, four-game roadie. I'm excited. I can take my shirt and my tie off, and I can root for the Brewers. I can't do that tonight when I'm on for 6 to 8.
Well,
I have to play it right down the middle, right?
Well, we got to get you here to a series in Milwaukee, then we can go and play 18 the day of a game or something.
I'm all in. Let's do it, man. I'm in. You can get me up the Black Wolf Run any day of the week.
We're not paying for that.
No, it's on me.
Oh, Danny Plesac. He knows how to make some friends on the big show.
Exactly, guys.
Appreciate it,
all
Dan.
Right. Keep it in the fairway. Go Brew Crew.
That's Dan Plesac joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Look to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.